coming back reasonably promptly with your cuppers. Last meeting of the day, communication to committee.
I told communications, by the way, that invitation to coffee, Stephen, with Mary, I'm happy to accept that. She happened to be a student at the school where I was principal. She was outstanding and difficult.
So you got some scars you wish to...
she was respectful of me, but she was a demanding student. Communications. The agenda has just the one comprehensive paper, so I'll happily confirm that on your behalf. Does anybody have any conflict of interest with any elements of this agenda? No, we'll move on then. We have no apologies. There's no public forum. The minutes of our last meeting are from page 100 onwards to 102. Would somebody move that they be confirmed? Thanks, Councillor Hope. Seconded. Councillor Bell. Very good. Those in favour say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Against? Carried. Which brings us to the Communications Committee Director's report. And I was pleased to see this was even more comprehensive than it has been in the last few months, covering water quality, water quantity, enviro scores, general public awareness, engineering, science and biosecurity. It just shows you how communications conscious and active this council organisation is. I'll take those sections of the paper in order. And the first is the biggest, and that's on water quality, covering field days, workshops, presentations, community-led activities, community-led, council-led. Are there any questions or comments on any part of that section? Councillor Laws.
Can I just say the leaf, by the way, is fantastic. Brilliant communications job on that. And it shows up well around the university campus too.
For sure does. Interest in it.
Just on the water quantity and quality issue, section 2 on page 107, I was wrestling with this one as I was driving here this morning, actually, because there's so much confusion in the, particularly at our catchment area, but I guess it's not quite as relevant to the need, in fact, but the big issue we will pass on. And I was just wondering, is it possible for us to aggregate a publication that ties in everything, that explains in simple layman's language what we're trying to do around water?
You mean 1D, 1C, 6A?
All exactly. Yeah, yeah. It's just that the whole thing's confusing. It's nobody's fault, it's just happening. But is there a chance of getting a publication where we can just explain to everybody, this is the overview and this is all sort of how it all fits in? Because whoever I talk to gets confused, is confused about something, and nobody, you never know what they're talking about. They go 1A, and you go, is that 1A, is that 1B? And there's that sort of discussion taking place. And I just, you're Caroline, you know what I mean. It's just something that ties it in, that explains it to everybody. This is where we are.
Yep.
This is the journey we're on.
Just before I go to the director, I think that's a very constructive suggestion. Are there any other comments against or for what Councillor Laws is saying?
I'm all for that, and in fact, at the last meeting, he's gone a little bit further, and that's fine. I was just mentioning to have a paper about 1A, 4C, 5D, 21Z, so we knew what they all were, and people were talking to you about them.
Right, just brief comments, please. Councillor Woodhead, then Councillor Scott.
I think it's a good idea. We've got communication paths, water lines and the lights, but let's have a conversation. I'd be interested to hear from Carolyn. But a good point I wanted to make, we add to this confusion ourselves a little bit because we're still talking about 6A. What the hell is 6A if you've just moved to Otago?
Exactly.
It's water quality. So we've got to start ourselves, and it's occurring in our comms, but I look forward to hearing from Caroline in a moment.
Good, thanks. Councillor Scott.
Did I?
Cool. Anything else? Madam Director.
I was just going to say that we are currently working on an issue of water lines, which would probably be the best publication that is already pretty well read from our research around there. So I think we could probably try and incorporate something in that. And what I'd probably like to do is before that goes out, test it with the likes of Federated Farmers, maybe a couple of the irrigation chair companies, just to make sure that it is, just test what we're doing, make sure it's understandable to them before we then put that out in the wider community. So I think we can probably work something in the next issue of Waterlines.
Something online as well.
Waterlines does go online,
okay.
But yeah, we could also pull it out of the document and utilise it online.
Yeah. You see, I'm a male, so we're visual.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that.
That's my visual.
Sorry, which part are you sure about?
Warren, did record that, please.
Carmen. They've been naughty. That's why porn works. So we're very visual, okay? Very visual. So what we need is something that just doesn't explain it, but that, you know,
a roadmap.
Those very simple, yeah.
On a roadmap, they'll have to ask for directions.
Right. Do you want to formalise that as a motion or accept that Caroline's going to work on it?
All right. That.
I'm not suggesting you need to.
Then Carmen can see that the ORC. Construct a simple explanation of water issues
and how they interrelate.
Yeah. Water quality and water quality.
Yeah. Yeah. It's removed. Is there a seconder?
Yes,
sir. Oh, thanks, Councillor Hope. In favour, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Against? Carried. Thank you for that. Back to the report. Anything else on... Council laws to jump ahead just a wee tiny bit. Yeah. And that's all right, it was good stuff.
Mm.
Yes, Councillor Scott.
Look, I was just pleased to see that, you know, our staff were out and about, four staff in the environmental risk assessment project development team visited environment staff and to learn about their land sustainability team role, to take their activity and what land users get out of the visit, as well as the established project from the outset. So that's good, because that's one of the risks, I think, that what we're proposing to do is ideally we get it right from the start, as opposed to sort of halfway through changing tack or changing the questions or something. So are they doing a similar thing down there?
Their plan's very different and they have more of an environmental farm plan model, but there are still techniques and questions and assessment processes that they're using that we might be able to pick up some of those things. We certainly can't pick up their model and replicate it here, and that's one of the reasons that we're also talking to Environment Canterbury, because they do it slightly differently, so what learnings can we take from them? And then how can we look at both those two regions and apply our own...
I mean, the plans are obviously different, but when somebody turns up to the farm and does a risk assessment, you might find that that's 100% the same.
Thanks, Councillor Scott. Anything else on Section 1? Councillor Hope.
Just want to say that Clydevale Farm Expo, I was there that day, she took that photo, and it actually was really well set up. You can see all the paraphernalia and all the information on the ORC. Now, this doesn't sound like anything exciting to report, but there was a bylaw book, and as you know, the bylaw book has a lot of plans in it. It definitely was worth taking, because there was three or four people come up and asked different questions about the upper drainage scheme. I was showing the bylaw book. Great, good work that day, and lovely staff too.
Good
day.
Thanks for that feedback. Let's move to Section 2, water quantity. Apart from what Councillor Laws said, which was a good suggestion, are there any other points here you want to raise, question, comment on?
I committed to getting the RSVPs back for the Deem Permit Forum, so there's been 60 to date.
How many?
60.
60?
Very good.
That's terrific. Oh, well done. Anything else on Section 2?
Mr. Chairman, just a note, if I may, through you, it's this, I'm just trying to find its reference number. My machine won't move, but it's the thing with the little diagram of what could be either a Hector's dolphin or a water slug.
Fish and flow. Yeah.
Just a note, and for those of you that are talking to farmers, particularly those that are looking to do a deem permit renewal or a consent, this is for them. This is for those people, and particularly their consultants, because it's perhaps at that level. So a number of councils have asked us. This is, you know, this will be a work in progress, but we're trying to make that consent-based information and our scientific information available to our public. And this is the start of it. So it will only get It'll only get more detailed, but this is the beginning.
Councillor Robertson.
I just wanted to say well done to everyone who's got this up and running so quickly. That's amazing, a few months, and there she is, and how useful that will be. I don't know if this report is just trying to show off or not, but this is just one example of some very impressive work and reaching the community in ways that have never been done before and in the ways that are really meaningful and useful to them. The Fish and Flows web portal will be brilliant. Love the leaf. The number of web views, we're getting people coming and looking at us from all angles and on all sources there. Escape the Bubble, I love that. That's fantastic. Get on the buses, it's exciting. You can get out there and experience the world through jumping on the bus. A Petra Kucha evening, which we never would have guessed at before. Lab at the Lake, and all the stuff happening with EnviroSchools. I know I've jumped over, but it's just... It is a very impressive report here.
I think it's terrific too.
Yeah.
By the way, I forgot to welcome Suzanne Watt and Penny Farrell sitting at the back. Penny's Customer Services, Suzanne, Community Engagement Manager. Great to have you here. Sorry that I didn't introduce you at the start. Councillor Robertson, I couldn't agree more with you. I was at a meeting yesterday of the Tertiary Precinct Planning Group, which is all those heavies from university and polytech and hospital board and so on. And I handed out the Love the Leith thingy, two pages of it, and the reaction was, yeah, we know all about this.
Cool.
Yeah, the cut through to our audiences with this little program has been terrific. I put the video up on my Facebook page, all of you should as well. It's an absolutely charming video, Love Letter from the Leith. Okay, yeah, thanks for mentioning all those things. EnviroSchools, questions or comments? Going up to Waitaki District to discuss the program with them.
Just about that. Any luck on them?
I don't think we've had a response back from their CEOs yet, but the letter has gone out.
You guys are up there. You'll be engaging with their councillors in a fortnight. Maybe that's something you can whisper in an ear or two. It'd be appreciated.
Okay, and the general public awareness, I note that the numbers keep on going skyward. That is so good. And then we've got all the flash stuff, like the Escape the Bubble, the Leith Flood Protection Scheme. that's right. Then there's Love the Leith. Any comments, questions, or am I going too quickly or too slowly? And the Southern Lakes events with catchments of Targo, that was significant. And the biosecurity stuff on Velvet Leaf Wallabies and the Urban Nature Expo. Anything? I'll move the director's report be noted. Is there a second? Thanks, Councillor Kempton. Those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. I did not ignore, although I seem to, pages 116 and 17, with all the things coming up and the program for that very important 29th of March meeting at Alex with those 60 people, and maybe there'll be more. Councillor Woodhead.
Can we just, what's planned for the annual plan community meetings? And have you got a format for that? Are we going to run a PowerPoint, or are we going to have a drop-in style, or what is...?
No, it'll be a public meeting style. And so probably, yes, we will be looking at some type of PowerPoint, probably trying to keep that as brief as possible, so that there's time for discussion and questions afterwards.
And hopefully they'll all have the consultation document with them anyway.
We'll have copies anyway. So.
Yeah, of course we will. That's right. Yeah. Good question, Councillor
Woodhead. So when will we advise of the dates and all that?
As soon as we possibly can.
That's all right. It's okay.
Yep. Yep. If I can, just through you, Mr. Chair, I mean, it was indicated earlier, but as we did a couple of years ago, where we will invite certain people to the meeting and then there'll be a public invitation. So that's the combination of the Territorial Authority politicians, our own politicians. There may be other invited guests, so it'll be a combination of invitees and a general invitation, but we're not holding separate meetings like we have done.
Councillor Willey, I mentioned Mayor Bolt's reaction to this in the plan. Have you heard from any other TA leaders?
No, not at this point. And I wouldn't imagine their awareness of it. They won't be aware at this point. Hopefully they will be tomorrow or the next day. But Mayor Bolt's awareness is obviously around public transport, and he's been heavily involved. So
he had read our excellent media release.
Yes,
which was very comprehensive.
Yes,
and it gave him the whole picture really.
Yes.
Anyway, thank you all for the very positive meeting.
All right, just before everybody jumps away, we.